So a meditation on election night, meditation on presence with, intimacy with, grounding through what might be big feelings, big emotions or strong energies in the body and the heart, energies of anticipation, of hope and fear, and wanting and fearing, all of the ways that the story of this moment, the future, have an impact on us, have an impact on the heart and the mind. So beginning with steadying the body, finding a posture where the inner perception can be one of dignity, of taking our seat, as Eliot says, at the center of the turning world, we become a kind of still point, or we move toward anyway, we invite the still point. Finding stillness in the body can simply mean setting down the adjusting and squirming and moving for a moment enough to feel the momentum that's moving through the body, expressing as impulse, restlessness, fidgeting, or expressing as collapse, inertia. Feel the body and its energies, and take in the posture, the gesture of dignified stillness. And then inviting breath into the whole body. Maybe a deep breath reaches down into the belly. Often when there's activation, tension, worry, belly gets tight and the breath can be shallow up in the chest. See if you can relax through the belly and the solar plexus. And on the inhale, really send the breath down to move the belly down into the bowl of the hips and the pelvis. It might take several full breaths to find the belly in the lower body. So without pushing or rushing, just begin to breathe the whole body. Breathing into the whole body, you'll feel the sensations of the body. You'll also feel the energies moving. And when there's a lot going on in our lives or our world, and the kind of a lot going on that really impacts the heart and mind. You find yourself thinking about whatever's happening, really trying to process, find your place, your view, your way with what's happening. What you can notice is that there's the story. So there's the mental aspect. This is whatever the narrative is, what's going on. Tonight it's the election, the returns coming in, the transition of power, all of the intensity and movement that's happening in the political world. So all of that is a story in part, right? There's a story that we're participating in wherever we are in the world. Just by knowing about it, there's a story. And that story is a kind of contact. We've made contact with a situation. We've seen words, we've seen images, we've heard people talking. And so those sensory contacts give rise to feeling. So that's the condition for feeling, based in knowing the story, being involved, caring about what's happening. Feeling arises. Some feelings are pleasant, some are unpleasant. So to begin being with a big feeling, you start off by just, in a very gentle way, acknowledging that it's here. There's a story unfolding. I have feelings about it. Begin by just acknowledging the presence of feeling. And then in a simple way, without diving in too deeply right away, feel the posture of the body meditating, the breath. And feel how feeling is partly a response to story, but it really moves in the body. Notice the sensations you associate with this feeling. And you can begin by just noticing them very generally, that there's sensation in the belly or the chest. Often strong feelings will create the strongest sensations, or the deepest, perhaps, sensations along the midline. So you can feel your throat, your chest and ribs, your solar plexus at the base of the heart space, your belly, down into your pelvis and the root of the body. And then just out sensing the whole body, you might feel sensation in the arms or legs, tingling or temperature. And as a general guideline, if the feeling is very strong, you don't need to dive all the way into the center of it right away, but just acknowledging that it's here and holding the whole body in a gentle awareness may be enough. The path is both to resolve feelings that are unwholesome, but mostly simply to understand feeling for what it is. And so before we get on to resolving the unwholesome or cultivating the wholesome, first there's just acknowledging there is feeling. And as you have a sense of it in the body, you'll have the sense of whether the feeling is pleasant or unpleasant. Do I like it? Do I dislike it? The feeling, the sensation. This is subtle. Because some feelings, many feelings, have multiple layers in them. If I'm concerned about the results of the election tonight, there might be pleasant layers of hopefulness and enthusiasm for the change that I think is coming to the country, for the people that have stepped forward to bring goodness into public service. There can be a lot of pleasant feeling, gratitude for people working hard, giving service. And there can be at the same time the unpleasant, the contracted states of the heart, worry and fear, rage, confusion, doubt. Sometimes a strong feeling that we might think of as not useful, some kinds of rage or hatred, might actually be pleasant. Right? It feels good to dislike the other sometimes. So this moves toward the heart of the investigation of feeling. So you're taking it apart. There's the story. There's the sense that feeling is present. There's sensation, vibration, temperature, movement in the body. There's pleasant and unpleasant. Once you have a sense of what feeling is here, and if it feels like you have the capacity to stay with it a little more deeply, then we move into the heart of the meditation, which is to bring attention to the whole body, centered around the place in the body where the feeling is strong. Maybe that's in the throat or the chest, the solar plexus or the belly. You find the place where the sensation really shows itself. And you let your attention go there. And just be with whatever is here. Can be helpful to give it a one-word emotion name. Fear, confusion, wanting. Or you could just stay with sensation. Tingling, pulsing, burning, vibrating. So let's stay with this for a bit here. Whatever's happening, come out of the story in the mind or come away from the story just enough to feel where the feeling lives in the body and to meet it right there without judgment. No feeling is wrong. This is a natural response to conditions. Just being with, breathing with the body, having a big feeling. As you stay with a feeling in the body, It will sometimes decrease in intensity. Sometimes it'll seem to stay the same. And sometimes it will increase in intensity. If it's decreasing, but you find that you're getting foggy or spacey, you may have lost the thread. And you could brighten your breath, your energy, to really feel the sensation, even if it gets subtler. Stay with it. If it seems to be staying the same, just stay with it. With patience, not expecting or needing it to do anything. And it can also be helpful to breathe into it. Give it some additional focus and breath. And if it's increasing, particularly if it's getting intense in a way that doesn't feel useful to you, or where you wonder if you can stay with it without spacing out or losing inner balance, then you might open your eyes without leaving the feeling behind entirely. Just let it be present in the body while you expand your gaze to take in the room that you're in. So you're just present with the internal and the external at the same time. You widen the aperture. And if the feeling fades away and there's a kind of relief or the sense that energy is freed up, then you might just come back to a nourishing breath in the body and rest in the sense of being more free, more open, and see what happens next. for our last few minutes in stillness, with the inward gaze. I encourage you to stay with the whole body, stay with the sense of being present with the feelings that are here in this moment. I'm going to invite a different energy. I'll invite you to chant with me if you are in a space where you can make sound and you would like to. In the Buddhist tradition, one of the manifestations of the force of active compassion in the world is the bodhisattva known as Tara. This is a feminine bodhisattva, beloved in the Himalayan tradition. You can't really see it, but there's a green Tara image on the wall behind me, a beloved image in the Tibetan tradition. And she's considered to be the force of compassion taking action. She's not seated in inward meditation, but she's stepping off the meditation cushion, ready to spring into action where she's needed, where she's called upon by devotees of peace and engagement. So I'm going to sing her mantra to send the blessings of compassion in action out into the world tonight to each of us to soothe our own hearts and beyond to soothe the world and to bring about the future that we dream of, that we know in our hearts is most wholesome. A prayer for peace in the world and for goodness to grow in the world. So her mantra is Om Tare Tuttare Ture Soha. And this is a melody I learned from a dear friend and teacher, Jaya Ashmore. We learned from her in India a couple of decades ago. So I'll just begin and sing it around and you can join in as you like.
Om Tare Tuttare Ture Soha. 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 Om Tare Tuttare Ture Soha.
And we'll let it go.